All right, great. Well, you're getting the whole process. Hopefully, you spend a little bit of time on your own. It sounds like you probably spend most of your time on your limiting stand.
Which, by the way, isn't real.
Right. We want you to go out of here and with some real take-home for yourselves, not just this lemonade business that you're all fully engaged in, bought into. Okay. What I want to do now is just tell you a quick story about marketing and about utilizing resources and being creative. This story was told to us in Hawaii. We heard different ways of promoting your various stands. And we talked about marketing earlier, about signing long-term contracts, finding creative ways to get your name out there. And I'll tell you a story of a couple that were not unlike every one of your groups here today. Polynesian, couple, I can't remember their names. Do you remember? No.
Kim's
their last name. I forget their first names. Really neat people. They were students at BYU Hawaii. They were performers at the PCC, like many of the students there. And they both majored in business. And their whole goal was to do what you come to, gain the knowledge so they could go out and start their own business. They wanted to have their own company. Both of them were very, very competent, motivated people. And they also were looking to have a big Polynesian family. They wanted all their kids to be working there, whatever they decided to do. So they went through all this process. And these principles are taught there in the business school. And they analyzed what to do. And as they looked at the market, they didn't want to leave Oahu. That's where they lived. Don't want to leave. They're there still today. And so they looked and analyzed and did research. And they come to the conclusion, you know, that all of our Polynesian cousins love big parties all the time. On a child's first birthday, what do Polynesians do? Major luau. Major luau. Every relative, every person, everyone they've ever known or will ever know is invited to come to the celebration day, it's a whole day, for this one-year-old for their first birthday. And that's tradition in their culture. And then they also have other events. The other one that I remember that's also the next major one is the 16th birthday of that same of a child. They have another major get-together. So they got to think, you know, if all of our cousins and, you know, everyone, we're all cousins in Polynesia, and they all like to have parties. For every event you can think of, they love to have parties. So we have to find a business that will serve that need. And so they started looking, and they found this whole big industry developing of inflatable toys for parties. And they had no money, a little bit saved up, but very little. And so they started pooling the resources, they bootstrapped it themselves and their relatives. And they bought one of those blow up trampolines, you know, with the deal around it. You know, they blow up pretty big. And they bought the whole process, the plug in and blow it up. And so they named their company, it was something like Hawaiian Extreme Fun. And they started with that, saying, we're going to come to your party and make a big fun day for it. And we charge various prices based on how many people are there. And they also will provide all kinds of other services for their party. And that's how they started. And they said, we're going to work this a while with the husband. Both of them really creative. And so they started that way, and they didn't charge much at first because they weren't giving much other than the service and whatever the people wanted them to do to assist in the party. Then they expanded. Every time they'd get extra capital, they'd buy more inflatable play toys. And so now they're getting up to, you know, a good inventory, and they can set up, and they have these big, they have these in parks, these parties in parks, they have them at churches, and out in the ball fields. People spend the whole day for this child's first birthday and these various things. So they now get an inventory. They're starting to get slides. And so the husband says, you know, we just have to take this to the next level now. They're doing fine, but they're not doing great. And so he decides he's going to send press releases and see what happens. So they have scheduled some scheduled parties booked that they were going to go put on. And he looks at what looks like going to really be a fun one in a key location in Honolulu. And he then also is watching for the news. And so this is what we're going to try, but we're going to make sure there's no big major catastrophes going on in the world or something when the news is just dominated by something. So it happens. The big nice event happens. So he gets on his computer. He researches everyone's email addresses, all the reporters, all from electronic media, print, radio, television, everybody. He spends whole day just getting this thing all put together to send out this big press release of this exciting event happening in so-and-so park with this dynamic, fun involvement of all these new inflatable fun things for parties. And we invite you to come out and see the fun. There's going to be hundreds of people there. And so he sent them all out, wondering what's going to happen. Well, then they go about the business of putting on the party for the people who had hired them to do it. Well, as is in his story, as he told us the story, they're there setting up, and it is long, the party starts, and one television crew shows up, and they're wanting to film an interview. Another one shows up, print people. They end up having half a dozen different organizations from Honolulu show up at their party wanting to know what's going on in this fun, new, exciting, extreme Hawaiian fun deal. And so they're filming kids and playing, and they're interviewing him and his wife, and they're giving their phone number. Here's their phone number. Here's their phone number, and they started this business out of their house, so they have the phone in their house where the calls are going to schedule their appointments and schedule the parties. They end up buying a truck or a trailer, and they'd haul all their stuff in trailers. Their phones just lit up and just rang and rang and rang for days and days after. People wanting to book parties with these guys, and now they're scrambling, buying more inflatable toys, getting another trailer to be able to, getting different crews that would go out. And they now they're a big operation, and they've been in business now for, it seems like the time we talked to them, they've been in business for a couple of years, and that's been, so they're all over the islands with their product, which is fun. Inflatables. So the whole message of this is being creative. Obviously they were creative and thinking about a niche that needed to be better served. These parties were happy whether they were there or not, but they thought of a way to make it better, and they thought of a way they could make money by re-renting these inflatables. As the model changed, they just charged them by the item. They had a whole inventory of items, and they would charge them by the item of what they wanted, and they weren't involved with the details of their party once they got it going. They just rented inflatables, and they had someone that took it out, blew them all up, and stayed there and managed them while they were in action, and then it was over, sucked them down, loaded them back up, and hauled them out there. And it was really a neat story. They told a lot more detail than what I am. But the whole message was they had zero cost of advertising, and their company went from here to there just literally overnight. And they're just scrambling to keep up with the demand that goes. They did put all signage on everything, on their trailers, on their vans and all this, and they had to expand and have a warehouse. They never had high real estate costs. They operated out of their house and their garage for quite a while, and then they eventually had to have a fenced, secure place to put their stuff in, a warehouse with their office, and had a tremendous success story, this young Polynesian couple. So, principle is, be creative, don't eliminate possibilities, think outside of the box, if the old cliche, and then look for ways to promote. And the media has time, and they have to fill that time and space. They want to fill it with time and space that people like. Good feel-good stories. There's enough problems constantly around us. They're looking for feel-good stories. So if you have a product or service that matches that, send out press releases. Just sit right there and just send them out. You don't have to even leave your house to do it. And sometimes they might show up, sometimes they don't. These people started periodically doing that. You can't do it all the time. But they would, because everybody didn't come the first time, so they would have another one some months down the road. They'd do it all again and see who showed up. And they had just repeated success of that. So, fun possibilities. When they were telling me, I was thinking, I can't believe our Nautilus days, when we had our Nautilus Fitness there, we could have done that. It was a fun, new, unique thing. People really liked it. They would have, the media would have jumped all over that if we would have sent out press releases like that. We didn't have the creativity to do it. We paid for newspaper ads and radio and everything else. We could have done it for no cost like they did. So look for no cost effective way. You couldn't have paid for their advertising. There's no way you could have bought that. It would have been just cost. He said it not only hit the early news, the 10 o'clock news, one of the stations ran for like 5 minutes of filming and interviewing and talking to them and kids and families that were participating in the party. If you can imagine the value of that length of time, mainline media. So look for ways to have a Hawaiian extreme fun success story in your business, in the direction you're going. Okay. Yes, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and break for lunch now, then we're going to come back and we're going to focus on small business marketing, and we have a whole presentation on detail of small business marketing. We'll have a handout so you can make notes on it, and then we'll conclude the marketing part of this and we'll move on to the numbers and the finance this afternoon, and we will be out of here before 4:30 today, for certain. So don't worry that we're going to drag you all day through hours of this today. We're in good shape, time-wise. Do you have any questions for me at this time before we break for lunch? Yesterday we were half hour late for lunch. Today we're going to be 10 minutes early. So I know they're ready and have a great, just like yesterday, have a great lunch for you, all prepared, so you want to enjoy that. No questions?
What time do we do that?
Yes, let's be back in here at 12:30. Okay, 10 till now, back.